Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to StreamYSR.com. That's StreamYSR.com. Normal data rates apply. And right now it's time to go to our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And don't look now, but he's back in studio. So good to see from YSR, our very own Andy Pondillo. Good evening, Andy.
Always excited to be here.
It's wonderful to have you back. And wow, the big, big story. The Rocky shortstop, Troy Tulowitzki, wanting to be traded. What's going on there?
Well, that's going to be an interesting deal. There was rumblings about this last season. He's unhappy with the Colorado Rockies. Signed a mega deal a few years ago. Thing I always ask is when these players sign these long-term contracts of over $100 million, and a couple years in, they want to be traded. Why do they sign with an organization like the Rockies to begin with? Not exactly a staple for success. Now, of course, Troy came up in 2007 when they made their World Series run, very improbable, had Todd Helton to lean on. But now he's become the guy. He's been injured often, but when he's on the field, as good of a hitting shortstop as baseball has seen since Nomar Garciaparra. Can he stay healthy is the question. You know, the Mets are interested. The Dodgers are interested. Are they going to take on that money? They're going to take on the years. I go back and forth whether a deal is worth it for these teams to make based on his injury history. But Troy Tulowitzki, if he gets dealt, this will be trade of the year, in my opinion. That's a lot of production the Rockies would lose from that lineup.
Absolutely. That is substantial. Hey, it's our MLB news and notes, and our very own Andy Pondillo is with us back tonight at YSR. So you just mentioned the Mets. How about the Mets? I mean, the NL East, I mean, they're enjoying the benefits of an 11-game winning streak in first place. But don't look now. Here comes the National and the Marlins.
Yeah, the Mets had a really good start to the season. They've kind of leveled off. I feel like the Mets story and the Astros story have been pretty similar. Teams that a lot of people felt were on the rise, but they didn't feel like they were there yet. And then they get on these winning streaks, and all of a sudden, all the expectations changed. The Mets, you know, talked about Troy Tulowitzki now, where a year ago, you were just happy to finish 500 or be close to it. So things can change quick. They played about, you know, I believe a little bit under 500 ball since that winning streak, right around 500. And while they still hold first place, the Miami Marlins have figured out how to play baseball again, and the Washington Nationals have really been led by Bryce Harper, something that these fans, the national media, sports center, everyone's been waiting for Bryce Harper to just go off. We all knew about his potential. He's starting to show it on the field. The question again, this is the theme with a lot of superstars in baseball right now, can he stay healthy? He hasn't even gotten through 2 months of the season yet. I want to see him do this for 600 at-bats.
Oh, Andy, you are so spot on, and I'm glad you bring up Bryce Harper. He's hitting like a superstar. My gosh, what, 31 RBIs to date?
Yes, incredible season so far, an MVP caliber season up to this point. The Nationals really needed that. Anthony Rendon on the disabled list. Ryan Zimmerman really hasn't been Ryan Zimmerman of old yet, though he's starting to show some signs of breaking out of it. And really, this team, the Washington Nationals, there is so much depth to it that not everything has to always be fiery on all cylinders for them to be a successful unit. They've really been able to lean on Bryce in the middle of that order. They're still going to need more. They're going to need something from Jason Worth. They're going to need Zimmerman to be the Zimmerman of old. And for me, I feel like for them to make a World Series run, Anthony Rendon is just as important as Bryce Harper. Those two young guys back-to-back in the lineup, you look for difference makers on good teams. Those two are difference makers. They need Rendon back. Though right now they're looking pretty good.
Hey, Andy Pondillo is with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We always like to pause and have you connect with Andy. Tell them where they can check you out online.
They can check out my Astros work at climbingtowelshill.com. The podcast is Astro Chat.
Okay, so Andy, since we're talking about the NL East, the top three teams, they have inflated win totals. How do you see them in terms of like even with postseason play? We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
See, I think these three are going to be highly benefited going into postseason play because they play in the same division as the Phillies and the Braves. A lot is always made about win totals, and win totals are good for getting you into playoffs. In some divisions, 98 wins doesn't mean what 98 wins means in another. And I think that's going to be the case when you look at the NL East. Three competitive teams, yes. I feel like these teams are all going to beat each other up. But I also feel like these teams are going to really boost win totals when they can win 10, 11, 13 games off the Philadelphia Phillies, off the Braves. Teams that are probably going to fall apart in the middle of the season and really have no interest in even competing this year as they look to get high draft picks next season. I feel like that puts the Mets, Marlins, and the Nationals all in a position to where I think you could see three playoff teams from this division this season.
Okay, Andy Pondillo is back with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. He's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Let's go in our backyard. Talk to us about the Astros, because they certainly, Andy, when you've said it many times on our show, I mean, they really have exceeded expectations this season.
They have. They've been a bit of a roller coaster ride in the last week, but that's to be expected. I feel like people get their hopes up sometimes. They see these winning streaks. I think the team's always going to be like this. And the Astros, while they have a lot of depth, while they've shown a lot of success from the starting rotation at the top, Dallas Keuchel, Colin McHugh, yet they're a team that still, they don't have that identity in Major League Baseball where they're going to be a dominant team. You know, they're now, when they win that, they had that 10-game winning streak, these teams are going to take these guys a little more seriously. They're not going to rest their players on the day game after a night game like they used to. They're going to want to beat the Astros and know that they have to put forward their best effort. Not to say a team doesn't do that every single day, but you know, there are certain organizations where you're going to relax your players a little more. You're going to have them take those days off. Once you start winning games, that seems to stop happening versus the good teams. Astros, they're just going to have to continue to make adjustments. They've been exploited at the plate recently with their strikeouts. They've had trouble manufacturing runs. They haven't been using 27 outs to their advantage. Too many strikeouts again. Yet, they still find a way, you know, to win about half their games, been playing about 500 balls since the winning streak. So, all things considered, it's not really that bad.
You know, I know that you're in many of those games. What kind of response are you seeing from the fans? Are they starting to come back out because the Astros are playing better ball?
A little bit, not a lot. I would be interested to see what happens after school's over to see if that boost attendance a little more, but I think it's going to take a lot of sustained success to really get the fans back in Houston. They've been neglected from good baseball for so long, for a decade since the Astros went to the World Series, their last playoff appearance. So this fan base, they want to believe. I feel like the core fan base has come back, just the one percenters, the five percenters, people that really, really know this team, but the mainstream fan, a little harder to attract right now, especially with the Rockets in this deep playoff run. I feel like it's kind of split the attention. It's progress. That's the biggest thing this year. The whole thing about the Astros this year is progress. Playoffs would be nice. A nice late season run would be awesome. Carlos Correa coming to the majors would be awesome. But more importantly, getting above 500, seeing progress, and then maybe the fans start to believe after that.
What is your view of the AL West right now?
The AL West has been disappointing when you look at it as a whole for these teams. The Mariners, they've really let a lot of fans down to where they're almost in panic mode right now. The Oakland Athletics, they restructure their team. They come off at the beginning of the year just banging the ball out all over the place. But, you know, now they have a pretty bad record. The Rangers, kind of eh. And then, obviously, the Angels, I think that would be a lot of people's favorites. Mine were the Mariners, but the Angels, you know, what they did last year with the 98-win season, their lineup leaves a lot to be desired. However, Mariners, Angels, these teams can turn it around. I believe that they're going to be in that hunt towards the end of the year. Garrett Richards coming off surgery. He looks absolutely filthy this year, hitting 96 on the radar gun regularly. Jared Weaver, he doesn't throw hard anymore. Can he be that top of the rotation guy? That might be the difference for the Angels. The thing about these teams that they've shown in recent years is they're not shy to make midseason moves. And if they're trailing the Astros in mid-July, they're going to try and fix that problem and go for it. Astros, well, they may not be in go-for-it mode right now, so it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Very surprising to a lot of people to see the Astros sitting up at first place.
Okay, talking about the Rangers, we didn't get a chance to visit on this, but your thoughts about Josh Hamilton coming on back to Texas?
That's good for Josh. It's a, you know, I think that's where he had a lot of success. He had a good support group. If I were giving my honest opinion, if he's relapsing, going back into these demons, these dark places that he was in before, I would say Major League Baseball may not be for him with all the temptations that he's going to have on a daily basis. It's just out there. When you have that kind of money, when you live that kind of lifestyle, when you endure that kind of pain every single day, your body's aching, there's going to be reasons for you to go back to that type of place. I don't think baseball is the best thing for him, though. That's his, you know, that's his ability to play. His ability to play is as good as any players we've seen when he's hitting and doing well. So $125 million to Hamilton. They didn't stand by the commitment they gave him Now he gets another chance with the Rangers.
Okay, Andy Pondillo has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We got to take time to thank all of our amazing guests and our lineup. Dr. Bob Rotella, America's premier sports psychologist. Of course, we were just talking with Andy Pondillo. J.C. Watt, Sooner Great. Bob Berry Jr. with KFOR Television out of Oklahoma City. And Motez Bashara. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and YahooSportsRadio.com.